This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Halfway home on a Wednesday, which means it's the very middle point of our Ben and Woods week here on 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back. Thanks again to Adam Jones, who just, maybe knocked around the beehive a little bit in the last segment, because we have Sam Levitt in for Woodsy today, who just gave us an update. They are, waiting the rope drop at Disneyland.
And wow, early.
Showing all the pictures of everybody waiting to go in and
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I am not knocking any type of parenting anything. Doesn't Bo have school today?
It's fall break.
Oh, it's fall break.
Yeah,
okay.
They're trying to fill the time this week.
School. I was like, doesn't he have to go to school?
we've had the discussion.
Not that you can't take a day off.
What is fall break? Why does it exist?
Some districts have it, some don't.
All good with me.
They start so early now, like in mid-August, that they add a week of vacation in the middle of fall to break it up between like August and Christmas holiday break.
Well, that makes sense.
In December. Yeah. So they have this week off, and that means that Woods and Hannah have the kids, and made a lot of sense for him to take off a day. Because Wednesday's usually the least crowded day at Disneyland, because, you know, your tourists who come in for your 4-day weekends, whether it's Thursday to Sunday or Saturday to Tuesday, unless you're there for the whole week, you're going to get less people from out of town usually on a Wednesday, probably in the fall, than you're going to get any other day. So they're strategically picking their Disney day. I think Woods is going, but he sees all these people here. There's no non-crowded days at Disneyland anymore. It's pretty much busy every single day.
No, good for them. That's going to be fun.
They got the Halloween decorations, which will become the Christmas decorations. Like, it is a busy time for sure.
Halloween. I know we got a lot on the docket here, but we got to talk about Halloween while I'm here, because I'm not a big Halloween person at all. I actually hate dressing up. I've got two.
Were you ever Halloween guy?
Not really.
I wasn't
even as a kid
growing up.
I've got two parties on Saturday. One of which is a costume required, and I hate costumes.
You have to come up with the idea, then you have to execute it.
There's no part of me that enjoys it at all.
I hate putting on, like, you know, makeup for the costumes that require, like,
so much effort.
Yeah,
I think it's all
tough.
Silly.
So
I usually
punt, but last year Paulie and Woods came up with the costume for me on the show, and I was Pat McAfee. Probably teased it earlier. I don't know if you're ready to
I don't remember this at all. You were Pat McAfee?
For Halloween.
Ben McAfee. He had like the sleeveless cutoffs and a chain.
That's funny. I don't. Maybe I wasn't listening during
Woods
this time.
Woods was a tiger, so he was Tiger Woods.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then I was a cocaine bear. I had a bear costume with a bunch of white powder.
I won't give it away. Paulie has a genius idea that I'm looking forward to. Are you not going to do it?
I don't know. Logistically, I don't know that it works out very well. But we can talk about it. I do have an idea. But I just don't know that it works.
Yeah, I would love to hear any ideas for me. If anybody out there, you want to, you know, chime in, tweet, whatever. Because it's something simple that doesn't take a lot of effort. But it's good and won't feel like I'm a total moron. Because last year, what did I do? I tried to be from the TV show Below Deck. I tried to be like a captain and literally ordered from Amazon a sailor's hat. It was silly. Yeah. I felt like an idiot the whole time I was wearing it.
Baywatch lifeguard. Just get a red bathing suit and you can be a Baywatch lifeguard.
Yeah. Or a lifeguards. That's not a bad one. A lifeguard.
But again, whistle.
I'm going to show up to an adult Halloween party as a lifeguard.
Could be worse.
So lame.
Now, Paul, you teased it. Do you want to save it for when Woods is here tomorrow for the what you got for me?
Oh, I'm saving it until next Thursday.
Oh, this is a long tease.
I went to Spirit Halloween.
I'm the only one who doesn't know.
I went to Spirit Halloween yesterday and was looking around for a few things, and I saw, because I didn't know if you had decided on a costume or not. You kind of alluded to us that whatever we decide for you is going to be fine enough. So I sent some pictures to Woods from Spirit Halloween. I said, this is it. And he goes, oh, my God. Absolutely. 100,000%. He goes, whatever it costs, get it right now. And that's all I will say.
All right. Well, that's the long tease for Halloween, which is next Thursday.
I believe so.
All right.
Yes.
So,
yes, next Thursday.
So, yeah, Sammy. Well, I also want to, because you mentioned the fact that that you used to go to summer camp growing up. Now, that seems to me like a very East Coast, like sleepaway, summer
total
camp.
Total sleepaway, 8 weeks.
Paulie, did you ever go to sleepaway?
Yes.
Eight weeks?
Yes. Well, that's a big East Coast thing.
I would think 2 weeks.
Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
So you were just gone. Yes. Did you see your family at all during the summer?
Visiting day. Yeah, well, you have one day.
Yes. Which essentially is what it is. Like prison.
You do have one visiting day.
Summer.
You had one visiting day. Every parent came up on visiting day and they opened up the camp and, you know, you wandered around with your parents. And then that was like from like 8 to 4 and then they were gone and you were back and some kids cried.
Don't tell Woods about this. He will so fast send Taylor and Bo off to 8 weeks sleepaway summer camp.
The concept of a full summer sleepaway camp is a very East Coast thing.
So,
yes.
You school gets out.
Late June, yes.
Late June, and then you're gone.
So you have, like, how many days do you have at home before you're shipped off?
Camp would start very quickly after school ended. Like, if it was, let's say, well, by the time you're in high school, then you have testing and stuff. So let's say you were done, and this is East Coast, so it's a lot different than here. So sometimes you wouldn't be done with, like, you know, whatever testing, AP tests, whatever it might be, until, I don't know, June 20th? Like, that late sometimes.
Sure.
Somewhere in the June 20s, typically camp would start, and it would go until, like, mid-August. It'd be, like, a solid 7-8 weeks.
And then you just come back and get
school always
school
started after Labor Day, so you'd have a few weeks.
Or two.
We'd go to Vermont, yeah, for like a
So
you know,
how far
week,
away
whatever.
Was this camp from your home? Like, Adirondack
camp,
Mountains, or where are we talking
My camp
here?
Was Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. So
it was
a whole
like
other
four
state.
Hours, four, right, so four and a half. There are a lot of camps in the Catskills. There are some that are a little bit higher up or deeper in Pennsylvania. There's a county called Wayne County in Pennsylvania where there are a lot of camps.
What did
and we used to play
yeah,
the other camps.
What did
you
do for 8 weeks?
Were you fencing?
You did everything. You played sports. You did woodworking. You know, if they had a zip line, you had all kinds of stuff. You had gymnastics. You had every activity you could, like, imagine.
Honestly, if I sent my kid, well, my kids would never go. They would just refuse if I tried.
See, but it was real. I mean, we loved
like
it.
Everybody did it, all your friends.
Yeah,
did
you look forward to it.
Did you go to camp with friends, or did you have friends that you made there?
Not really with friends. I had friends that I made there. And I mean, it's
camp,
you know,
friends.
You kind of grow up. Not everybody in the same area. It's a lot of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Any camp romances?
Not for me. I was not.
You ever sneak
out? I was kind of lame.
Try to find the girls.
See, I was
camp?
No, because I was like, here's full transparency. I was kind of like in the cool bunk of you
course,
know, in my in
whatever
my
bunk
age.
Sammy was in is
no, no,
the
no,
cool
no, no.
bunk.
It
right?
was not. We had usually had like three bunks of our grade, our age. I was always in the cool bunk. But I was kind of the loser of the cool bunk. So I was kind of the get made fun of a lot. But I was in the cool bunk, so that carried a lot of weight.
Do you
have
any pictures?
That was better than
camp?
Being in the not cool bunk.
I'm going to need pictures if you have them.
Yeah, I have.
That's always the coolest member
here,
of your fan of a not cool group or the least cool member of a cool group. I was always kind of
question.
The least cool member of a not cool group, which is... The worst of
the
both
worst
worlds,
of
actually.
Both
so
I was looking at a photo of my brother and I at camp recently. Oh, here it is. Look at that. See that?
Yeah,
I'm showing the stream.
There's Sammy at camp.
Yeah.
If I sent my kids away for 8 weeks, though, I would feel guilty as a parent. Like I am just farming them off. I am abdicating my responsibilities as a summer parent to some. Camp counselor somewhere 4 hours away.
Yeah.
And then what did your parents do? Just live the high life while you were all gone?
I guess. Yeah. Well, you make a good point. Like, as you get older, I think you realize that for whatever they're paying for 7-8 week camp, they're getting literally like 2 months away from
taking care of their kids. It's worth gold.
Yes.
I mean,
and you don't think about that as a kid.
Away
yes.
from your kids. 2 months.
Yes.
Every year. What age, like,
how many years did you do this?
I went from, I think I was going into fifth grade, and the last year I did it was after my first year of high school, and then I stopped. Like, 14 years. 15, yeah. Yeah, 5 years. Some kids
Four,
go, there are some little kids. Like, there were even, like, 2 years before I went that you could go, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, there are some pretty small kids, and for those kids,
wow.
that first summer away, there's
a lot of
crying.
Tears.
Oh
and,
yeah,
I miss my parents.
And... Yeah.
Maybe it was just a West Coast thing. I
very much
did
an
not.
East Coast.
I didn't know anybody that went to
when I
2 month
no,
summer
when,
camp.
Even all the people I know in the Midwest going to college, like it's a very East
we had, like,
Coast.
Camp day was camps. Like junior lifeguards, and I would go for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And do that for a week or two.
Basketball
and that was
somebody, camp,
baseball
camp,
but I'd sleep.
Somebody asked a good question in the chat. This is a good one too. Was there any kind of communication that you can have with the parents or the parents with the kid? We did have, you'd have like every couple of weeks a phone call, and this was a while ago. So, well, not that long ago, but you know, still, I don't know, what is it, like 20 years ago 20, at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
So you would actually go into a phone room where they would have, you know, landline phones. There'd be somebody in there that, like, their job was to work the phone room. You'd have a time. They'd, like, take you there. You'd call your parent. It'd be, like, a 10-minute limit. Then they would say, all right, the time's up. And you'd be like, all right, Mom, gotta go.
Gotta go.
You know, I'm sure they do it on cell phones now
or
whatever.
How was the food?
It was good. You had like a dining hall. Yeah, it was fine.
Good, not bad. Like,
yeah, I remember
camp food
being
was
fine.
Decent.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I think it was pretty basic because they need a lot of
up
it.
In Washington. It was like part of the school curriculum that every October, when you got to sixth grade, we got to go away to camp.
Yeah,
for
sixth
a
grade
week.
Camp. We do that here too.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
But
I hated it.
It was Monday
hated
through
it.
Friday,
I,
1 week. That
yeah.
was it.
I will say this, and I think it's still that. Now this was again a little bit of a different time, but I would say now one of the big benefits of going to camp would be that your kids don't use there's I would imagine there are no phones, no iPads, no nothing. It was like that when I was there. Now
right.
it wasn't as
no
advanced. There wasn't an iPhone yet.
Right.
But I would imagine that yeah, you get away from all that, which is kind of a nice thing in today's day and age, I would think.
So you were just like disconnected from the world.
Yeah, you could have a Walkman. I had a Walkman with CDs.
Now, to be fair, yeah. Polly, you and Woods go to...
And there were it was early iPods,
you go
too,
to very yes. expensive sleepaway baseball camp every January now.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's just work. I just go where work sends me. Yes, we do go to fantasy camp, but it's a little bit different.
Not really. It's just...
I mean, we're
not
sleeping in cabins. We're not
That's
like,
true. You don't have to sleep in a
cabin.
We're
not woodworking. I get to use my phone.
I don't know. There's the music sessions and there's storytelling.
Oh, Adam said
there were story time sessions at camp. I went last year for the first time. It was very much camp. Other than woodworking, you pretty much are at camp.
Really? Paul. How many strip clubs did you go to at summer camp?
I don't know. Sammy, you tell us.
I would love
to.
I would I'd love to go to fantasy camp.
Come on, join us.
It'd be fun. Yeah, come on out.
There's usually plenty of room in the Airbnb.
Hell yeah.
Wonder We'd love if to I have could Sammy
work
out
that
there.
In.
Come on, yeah, join us.
Get a spot.
You can hang out with me during the day while they're doing their camp activities. And I have free time, is what I get to have during the
now
day.
Now, Adam said what I described was a disc man. What's the difference between a Walkman and a disc man?
A disc man has a CD in it. A Walkman has a cassette in it.
So, I had a disc man, not a Walkman. Okay.
Children don't even understand. Man.
I remember, it's funny, I remember when the iPod started, because I remember one of the counselors, one of the summers brought an iPod and we started playing stuff up. So you could have iPods at some point. I remember that.
I did see a funny, just on that same subject, a tweet, and I forget which musical artist tweeted it. It was, why are Gen Xers so mad? It's that they had to exchange their vinyl for their cassettes, their cassettes for their CDs, their CDs for their MP3s, and then now they have to pay for streaming service for their music. They've had to exchange their music formats like 7 times during their lifetime.
I have another tweet here. This is totally unrelated, but I guess we're doing this in this segment. Somebody tweeted, and I so agree with this, booking flights on a phone is crazy. That is a laptop activity. And then the quote tweet is, my most millennial trait is big purchases must happen in big laptop screen. And I could not agree more.
I also will not book a flight on a phone. It has to happen.
If there are big things to do, I have to be on my laptop. I totally agree. That's the most accurate thing I've heard.
I don't trust having to click because the format is sometimes wrong.
Yes.
All right. Well, we just learned a lot about camp. I thought maybe 2 weeks they sent him away. 8-week camp every summer is mind blowing.
There was archery. There was
Katniss Everdeen over here.
I'm gonna look up what else. There was some pretty interesting stuff.
8 weeks of archery sounds.
Oh, there was we had a game called Gaga where we just like hit a ball around like a little pit.
You were in prison. You were essentially in prison.
There was a lot.
All right, we had a couple of issues when Adam was on. We talked about. I said, I think this is a Dodger series, and you pushed back, and you think the Yankees...
I'm shocked that you think it's going to be a cakewalk.
I'm shocked. It's Ben.
Right, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's Ben and Woods Traffic next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting used to being accused of Dodger-loving by my producer over here, Paul Reindel, which is fine. I'm trying to be objective when I look at the teams in this series, and I simply think the Dodgers are the superior of the two teams. Deeper lineup, better bullpen.
Like, Woods would come on and be like, I mean, what? They're the best team ever. They're the best team ever assembled. They got to beat the Yankees in four, sarcastically. I don't get that sarcastic sense from you.
Well, I think there's a kernel of truth. Not the best team ever. They have their pitching shortcomings this year in starters, but it's been completely irrelevant in the postseason, essentially. They've gotten more than enough starting pitching with the bullpen that they have that it's very hard to score against them, and it's very hard to keep them to less than 7 or 8 runs in a game.
Yeah.
I mean, ever lose with that combination?
That's the thing. Like, if they hit the way they hit in that Mets series, I think it'll be very, very difficult.
I don't think the Yankees have any better pitching than they've already faced in the Padres or the Mets. Yeah. I mean, Rodon's been good. Cole can be very good. But I don't see those guys as pitchers that the Dodgers feel like, we better chip away 1 or 2 runs. They will go out and try to score 6 or 7 or 8 against those guys, just like they do everybody else.
I just think there is a version with their starting pitching shortcomings of it could go really wrong for a few straight games.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen.
Really, really tax your bullpen. But I'll tell you what, I'm telling you, that game 6 against the Mets, they got lucky the Mets didn't cash in a lot of those big spots with runners on base, because a lot of those guys came out of the bullpen and were not super sharp.
The Mets had some opportunities they did not cash in on.
But I thought it showed, like, if it goes a little bit of a different way, that bullpen game could be a problem.
However, Dave Roberts, has been managing with an eye to the next round, the next
game, yes.
There's no more next. He can really... Yeah. Unleash whatever he wants these last few games. There's nothing to save it for.
Could be a blessing, could be a curse.
That's true.
We have seen Dave Roberts try to think a little too far outside of the box over the years in the playoffs, and it doesn't work out. I was waiting for that to happen entire NLDS. Right. It never did. He managed his ass off. I'm giving him credit
Had the Mets come back and won that series, he would have got roasted for basically giving up Game 5.
I really thought that Walker Buehler was going to be a problem for the Dodgers in the rotation.
Yeah, he was very good.
Against the Padres, he wasn't. He gave up the 6 runs, and it could have been less, but he wasn't getting any swing and miss. He wasn't getting any strikeouts.
Right.
And I thought, okay, this is the guy who's going to be the downfall. And then he was fantastic.
He was great. Yeah.
He was classic Walker Buehler. If that Walker Buehler shows up, series is already over. If he pitches like that, they'll get enough from Flaherty and Yamamoto to get to their bullpen in those games, get what they got from Buehler. They're going to be and then they do probably a bullpen game for their fourth game. That's a really tough combination, I think, to beat.
So you think not only will the Dodgers win the series, you think they'll win it quickly?
4 or 5
games. That's very interesting. See, I'll probably end up picking the Yankees. I don't want to pick either team, but end up picking the Yankees. I'll probably pick it in a long series, though.
I think
it'll be a good series.
I don't think
Walker Buehler, Ferris Buehler, doesn't matter. Yankees in four.
I mean, the best chance to the Yankees. I don't think the Dodgers will let Judge and Soto just beat them. They will be careful. They need Stanton to keep doing what he's doing. I mean, I'm still amazed that he's able to just turn on this postseason switch the way he has done it. He keeps going, and they keep getting, you know, contributions from Glaber and some of the other guys in the lineup, then they can make it a series. But I think you're asking a lot of the Yankees to really even give the Dodgers much of a series here. That's the way I see it.
All right.
Dodgers in five.
It's good Woods isn't here because he wouldn't like this.
I mean, you want me to be not honest in what I think? I think the Dodgers win in five games.
All right.
I hate you.
No, I mean, I could be wrong. But, you know, that then you get the double benefit of both the Dodgers losing and Ben is incredibly wrong in his analysis. It's a win-win situation.
I don't know
for
what you're doing. I don't know if this is a deep troll and we're just catching on to it.
No. Both options, just from a pure fan perspective. I don't like it either. I don't want to root for the Yankees.
I'm not rooting for that. I'm rooting to be wrong.
Right.
I'm absolutely 100% rooting to be wrong.
It's the World Series.
This series. But I just, the way that I see it, the Dodgers are tough at-bats.
That I agree with. Look, their quality of at-bats, especially in that Mets series, was really something. And it showed you, if you don't have great pitching, they're just going to score 8-9 runs a game. Yeah, it's very hard
to
beat.
Soto gives you those at-bats. Judge has been vulnerable during the playoffs. Stanton's been incredible, but I think you can work around him with good pitching. I don't see the same quality of at-bats from the Yankees that I see from the Dodgers.
I agree with that, yeah.
So
we'll see. Did you see that the Dodgers, again, this is like more Dodger loving here, but did you see that they speaking of the quality of at-bats, that they set a record for runs in a seven-game?
Yeah. Six-game series, 46 runs.
When I saw that, I was
runs.
Like, wow, yeah.
46 runs.
Yeah, the at-bats were impressive, yeah.
I mean, the Padres, when you go back to what they did, they actually held the Dodgers in
very
check
much so, yeah,
for the most part. You know, they had a 1-0 game, but, you know, other than that,
right,
they did a better job than most against the Dodgers lineup.
Right.
You know, I don't think the Yankees they don't have a better bullpen than the Padres did. So, you know, it's going to be tough for the Yankees to keep the Dodgers under 5 to 6 runs a game. And if you score that much, you should win a series fairly easily. And that's what the Dodgers are doing right now. The Mets were kind of lucky, I thought, to get the 2 that they got.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, it felt like, and I was like, you know, I to be honest with you, during that Mets series, I didn't fully understand, and I guess it worked out for them. I didn't fully understand the strategy of basically, to me, it felt like they punted Game 2 and they punted Game 5. Throwing Landon Knack in the second inning, I was like, what? And then Game 5, letting Flaherty, you know, stay out there and get beat up. But to their credit, I think they looked at it as we have to win 4.
All right. Well,
when we
come back, we will be joined by the manager of the Yankees, brother, next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I teased that, we're going to have the Yankees manager's brother on next. But, you know, Brett is much more than just the brother of Aaron Boone. He has been joining us all season long talking baseball. We always appreciate his visits. And Brett Boone is standing by. Going to join me and Sammy right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Oh, that must mean that we are joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB around sports. And in this week, talking to one of Cool in the Gang, I think I saw. Brett, good morning to you.
What's going on, Ben? I'll tell you what, Ben. You're making me feel bad this morning. I've been carrying this family for a long time.
I know you have.
And all of a sudden, my status has dropped to Aaron's brother.
That's why I said I was kind of joking, but this week it kind of it feels a little bit that way. No,
it's too easy. It's on a tee for you.
Now, I saw you were honored last night. The Boone family was honored at the Ducks game last night, and your brother didn't even bother to show up. I mean, what has he got? somewhere else to be?
He's too big time.
How was the game?
It was pretty cool. I haven't been to a hockey game in a while, but you got Pops out there. You got my hockey jersey. That was what I was most excited about. I got a new hockey
jersey. Oh, they gave you a little custom Ducks jersey that said Boone on the back?
And it's interesting because, you know, that's now their version of a first pitch. Is you go up and you hit this button, and it's kind of WWE style. And, you know, I was awkward trying to get the fans riled up, but that goes with the territory. You get a little older. You're not that cool young vibe, you know, where the 20-year-olds really – They give it a let's go, and they have the right fist pump. And I was just kind of, you know, I had Dad. I said, Dad, make sure you wait till my hand gets there. We'll put our hands on it together. But no, in the end, it was he had a good time. It was a fun deal.
And they won, so they'll probably invite you back. Ducks beat the Sharks 3-1. Did you stay for the whole game?
I did not.
I did not.
I guess we exited after period two. It was 1-0 when we left.
Yeah, they held on for the win. All right. Well, the matchup that I know. You know, Major League Baseball wants is set, Dodgers versus the Yankees, and Sammy and I were just kind of getting into it. I think the Dodgers have the deeper lineup, the better bullpen, and they've overcome their starting pitching injuries so far. I don't see any reason why that won't continue. Sammy, more on the side of the Yankees. How do you kind of break down the series, first look?
Well, I think you're right. I think offensively there's plenty of star power on both sides. But I think if you're going to go overall length of the lineup, I think I give the edge to the Dodgers. They just seem like, you know, they're secondary players. And our Muncy, who just got on base 12 at-bats in a row, he's always had that 30-plus home run power. Teoscar Hernandez had a great year. It didn't have a very good series this past series. But the depth, the Will Smith. What Edmund did in the final game, Kiki Hernandez came up big a couple times, and we're not even getting into their top guys, which is Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman's been hobbled, but you know, with this 5 days off for him. So, yeah, length of lineup, I give it to the Dodgers. The Dodgers' bullpen's been unbelievable in the postseason. Everybody's talking about the Padres' bullpen, which I thought was the tops definitely in the National League. Cleveland's the top in the American League, and Cleveland's definitely faltered in that series against the Yankees. I just don't know how long can you do this bullpen thing. You know, it's never been done before, especially to win a World Series, never been bullpen-oriented. I saw Flaherty's last outing. It's about as bad as you can pitch. I'm interested to see how he bounces back. Yamamoto, for me, with the injury being out 2 months, he's kind of a flip a coin. Is he going to be good? Is he not going to be good? Walker Buehler's definitely not the Walker Buehler of a couple of years ago before the Tommy John. Yes, his last outing was pretty good. But everybody's talking about Buehler. Oh, he's back to Buehler. He pitched four innings.
Yeah.
He pitched four innings. What happened to the marquee matchups in recent times, the Verlanders versus the Scherzers? And in my day, the Randy Johnson, the Curt Schilling, versus, you know, the Roger Clemens. I mean, that's what I think this postseason is lacking. It's been very exciting. I've loved it. I've loved watching the games. There's twists and turns, things that happen that I never thought were going to happen. So I think it's been exciting, but I think we're getting away from that marquee matchup. I look in this postseason, really the only marquee go-to guy is a Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole's been hit or miss too. So that's going to be interesting how that goes. I think the key for the Yankees is Cole's got to be Gerrit Cole. When Gerrit Cole pitches, you've got to win. And if you don't, I think that's when they get into a little bit of trouble there. Rodon's been good. Clark Schmidt's, formidable. I think he'll, who knows, he can either be dominating or he can walk a lot of hitters. It's going to be a pretty darn good matchup. I think plenty of star power on both sides. Anytime you're in the postseason in October when it gets cold in the Bronx, it's just a different animal. Yeah. As great as Dodger Stadium is, it's more, you know, it's light and bright and a fun atmosphere. Man, you go in as an opponent to the Bronx when it's cold and windy. I remember those days. My heart's been broken a couple times there. It's like kind of spooky, but it sets up. This is about as action-packed and star-packed as a World Series can go. And obviously, I have to show a little bias in this one, and I was really happy for Aaron to get in. I think another theme is Aaron and Roberts. You know, these two managers. It was talked about going to the postseason. You know, there's whispers behind the scenes if these guys don't get to. You know, there's always rumblings about, hey, are they going to move on if they don't get to the postseason? Well, it was cool to see both of them get to that World Series and kind of quiet the critics. You know, I was definitely happy for my brother. He seems like he's on the hot seat all the time, and I just, you know, putting bias aside, I think he's done a great job with what he's had to work with in his tenure in New York, and see him get to the World Series, I know how excited it was. It was almost relief, like, all right, we're here. Still work to do, but I don't know. I think everything about this series is there's about as many storylines as you could imagine, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Hey, Brett, you mentioned the Dodger bullpen, and I'll tell you, I have that same concern you have as to can you win another series with the way they're doing it. Like, I thought Game 6 of the NLCS, a lot of those guys for the Dodgers came out of the bullpen. They weren't great. They weren't sharp, and I thought it sort of exposed that if you have a couple of links in that chain not be very good, or even a couple of starters in a row not be very good, you could run into a lot of trouble with the way they're doing it. Now they're scoring so many runs, it really hasn't mattered. I think, though, Brett, I wonder, just moving forward, how do you construct a team these days? Because in the regular season, you certainly need, you know, frontline starters, guys to make 30-plus starts. You can't use the bullpen the way teams are now using it in the postseason. But certainly there seems to be a formula with the way this game changes now in the postseason. You know, guys are going 4 or 5 innings, and that's it. You're relying heavily on your bullpen. If you were sitting as a GM, how would you construct a team that can win in the regular season but then have a bullpen capable of doing what now bullpens are asked to do in the post?
Well, I think, you know, I think it definitely has changed. A lot of the equity now is put into the bullpen, whereas in my generation, we had some power bullpens, but there was three guys down there, usually 7th, 8th, and 9th. And a lot of the monies weren't put into the bullpen. I think that's been the biggest change. Still, for me, if I'm putting a general manager chair right now, I'm still going to build my team around starting pitching. I'm going to get the best starting pitching I can, because I think, we're in a different era where bullpens are more important today. Guys, it's the culture. Guys, young players are not asked to go more than 5 innings. That's what they're asked to do. Give us 5 innings, you know, which I don't think is particularly good for the game. I love those matchups. I love the marquee matchups. And I hate the fact that we're getting away from that a little bit. I understand the strategy, I understand the data, but I think there's a danger to relying too heavily on your bullpen, and I think John Smoltz put it really well the other night when he said these bullpen games, they can sometimes go really good, but when they don't go really good, they usually go really bad. So there's a sense of, they're really not consistent, because you can rely on so many different guys to be good all in the same night in a row. So I think that's a big ask. Obviously, the Dodgers have done that. They've pieced it together to get to this stage, and they're in the World Series, so how can you really argue? But if you're giving me the GM position and ask me how I'm going to construct my team, I'm always going to go to starting pitching. I think the history of the game always proven out. Whoever has a starting pitching usually wins a World Series.
Talking to Brett Boone, Insider Calls are brought to you by Granger. And Brett, sad story last night, the passing of Fernando Valenzuela. And I think you were up in Orange County, kind of heading to high school when Fernando Mania hit in L.A. And then obviously USC, and you ended up facing him. 3 for 15 in your career against Fernando.
Hit off Fernando. Fernando at the end, when he was just, bats were flying out of the rack to get an at-bat against him. I couldn't get a hit. You know, I didn't face him in his heyday, but that's what I'm talking about in the history of the game. Fernando was an event, man. When Fernando pitched, everybody stopped. Fernando Valenzuela's pitching, and that was the days of the Steve Carltons. And when Lefty was on the hill, man, you stopped what you were doing. That's what baseball was about for me. When Randy Johnson pitched, when Pedro Martinez, Roger Clemens pitched, It was must-see TV. You know, I think what Bumgarner did in the World Series for San Francisco, that was unbelievable, things we've never seen before. And we're getting away from that. Guys aren't brought up to carry that workload. It used to be a foregone conclusion that the number one, the big horses in the rotation, when you got to that postseason, hey, it was all hands on deck. And it was, if we got to go on 3 days rest, we go on 3 days rest. It's just a different game now. The culture's different. The way they bring these kids up is different. It's, hey, go five innings. Just give us five innings. We'll give you $30 million. Well, it's really cool. But I love that old-fashioned, man, give me the ball. I'm going nine. I think with the Justin Verlanders and the Scherzers being on their way out, and this is kind of their last hurrah, I think that's kind of gone, you know, because I still think taking the ball and planning on going nine, I think is the mindset that you have to have is if you want to be that bona fide number one starter. Doesn't mean you go nine, but the mindset is you're going nine. But having a mindset going in that all I need to do is get through five, I think that's dangerous territory for the game. And I truly don't really like it. I love the bullpen. I love the power bullpen. But you still got to have those markings.
The rookie numbers were insane. The eight complete games and five shutouts in his first eight starts in 1981. All-star, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, and won the World Series. The last time the Yankees and Dodgers faced each other was that year in 1981 when Fernando didn't pitch great, but he got a win, I think, in the World Series as well. Now, when I was looking up those numbers, and you're right, you could not get a hit off Fernando. To be fair, I did notice, though, you owned Oral Hershiser. Just completely,
yes,
absolutely, 1,700 career OPS against Oral Hershiser. It's weird. I mean, you know, two great Dodger pitchers. One, you couldn't touch at all. The other, you absolutely owned him.
Well, I'll tell you, and just not to give myself too much credit, it's not like I was getting Oral in 1989.
Yeah, true.
I was getting.
But you weren't getting Fernando in 1988 either. Or, you know, 1884.
Right. Yeah, but that was what was weird about it. Fernando, at the end of his career, he was known for that screwball. You know, him and Tug McGraw were the big screwball guys. Late in his career, Fernando was throwing a cutter. So he didn't throw the screwball that much, and it really wasn't a screwball. It was more of a circle changeup at the end, when in the beginning he was really torquing that elbow and really throwing a legit screwball. At the end, it really wasn't. It was a changeup cutter. And like I said, guys couldn't wait to get in the box against him, except for me. And then it became mental. I'm going, I can't get a hit off him. And it was kind of the opposite with Oral. It's late in his career. I kind of got the best of him. But there's no rhyme or reason to that. I've had great pitchers that I hated facing that I seem like I always get a hit off of. And there's guys that I saw the ball like a beach ball, and I could not get a hit. So there's no rhyme or reason. That's what makes baseball so intriguing to me and why it's the greatest game in the world, Ben.
So are you going to go up to L.A. at all and see your brother, or are you going to let him be for the series and just rehash it afterwards?
No, I guess a couple of the boys are going up there. My mom's going to go up there for the first two games. I think if it gets into a clinch situation, I think it would be nice for my dad to be there if Aaron were to have a chance to win. So we're going to kind of play it by ear as we go. I'll be at home on the couch, comfortable, not battling any traffic and going to LA. It was tough enough when I would come in to play at Chavez Ravine as a player, I'd always stay at my house in Orange County where I grew up and went to high school. And man, it became a problem even then. It's like, gosh, I got to go to the ballpark like at noon just to get through that traffic in the 101 yeah. where it meets. And nobody was even in the parking lot then. That was a pain in the neck. I couldn't imagine World Series game one midday. Let's just head up and go to the game. So yeah, I'll be on my couch. But we'll be represented. Mom will be up there representing the Boone family for us. And hopefully if things go well, one of the games, me and Dad will pop up.
Well, by next Wednesday, I'll either be heading back to Los Angeles for game six and seven, or it could be over by next Wednesday. So, Brett, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Brett. A little plug for me.
Yeah.
Friday night, I think we're doing the game live. We're going to have some guests. We're going to have Ronce and Piazza and Tino Martinez.
Wow.
I'm trying to, hopefully Charles Barkley will pop in the
wow.
middle. So we're trying this. We're
like
going to have
streaming or what are you doing?
I think the kids are calling it a watch party.
A watch party. Oh, okay. Very
yeah.
cool.
So I got some
very
some
nice.
Good guests. See how it goes. We're going to do it with Odyssey. I'll send the links
All
out.
All right.
Online.
Absolutely. We will plug that for you as soon as we see it.
Too much, but I was checking it out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, appreciate you. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, Odyssey Insider, Brett Boone, Insider Calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Paulie mentioned, I think, yesterday, he talked about the traffic going up on Friday. The confluence of events. The World Series, Lakers game at Crypto,
Clippers,
USC football game at the Coliseum,
concert at the new arena,
at the Forum and at the new arena, and a big high school event with the Black Eyed Peas performing at SoFi. All Friday night in Los Angeles. Stay away. Stay as far as you can, unless you're going to one
of
those events.
Black Eyed Peas at SoFi?
They're performing halftime at this high school game, like the biggest high school game in the, in the country.
Fergie's going to be there?
Yeah, Fergie.
Better get there.
Sammy thinks she's Fergalicious. Yeah, for sure. I knew it. I knew it.
God.
All right, we'll come back. Paulie's got some headlines with the Rindle Report, and I want some more Padres talk with Sammy in our final hour. All ahead next. Ben Woods, the 97.3, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.